So President Obama's nominee to head the CIA spoke of the need to optimize transparency at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday. John Brennan's statements in response to questions about his knowledge and involvement in some of the most questionable activities of two presidents provided little clarity. In fact, the hearings made it clear that even members of the Intelligence Committee, who are themselves sworn to secrecy, have been kept in the dark about policies and programs they're supposed to oversee. Veeck Johnson, director of Amnesty International USA's Security with Human Rights campaign, says among the disturbing aspects of Brennan's testimony was his refusal to call waterboarding torture.
This is a huge problem. Waterboarding clearly is torture. President Obama has reaffirmed that. It's shocking to me that President Obama would nominate someone to be the head of the CIA who doesn't feel the same way about waterboarding. I think what was really made clear by Mr. Brennan's discussion of torture and waterboarding is that the Senate Intelligence Committee's report on CIA detention and interrogation really needs to be made public. That's even more shocking to me, that this report, which runs to some 6,000 pages, and apparently everyone who's read it agrees that it includes shocking new information about what was done by the CIA, is still under wraps and may never see the light of day. I mean, there's a very strong probability that none of it will ever be made public, and that's a huge problem. We need this report in the public domain so that we can make sure that the CIA never tortures people again.
President Obama says that he outlawed torture. Is there any way of knowing what interrogation techniques are now approved, what the United States is doing, and whether there is ever going to be any accountability?
These are great questions. First off, President Obama designated the Army Field Manual on Interrogation as the standard for all interrogations conducted by the U.S. government. That was a positive step, but there are still very significant concerns around the techniques that the Army Field Manual allows, including prolonged isolation and other techniques that could be used in ways that could amount to torture or other ill treatment. It's very important that the government revise the Army Field Manual significantly to ensure that no torture or other ill treatment are ever used again. It's already very clear that torture and ill treatment are completely illegal under international and domestic law. And so it was good that President Obama reaffirmed that, but now he needs to go a step further and make sure that the Army Field Manual is revised. And also, he should definitely support, again, release of the Senate Intelligence Committee's report on torture. We very clearly have a right under international law to accountability for torture and other human rights violations. And accountability includes full investigation of what happened, public disclosure, prosecutions where warranted by the law, and remedy and redress for all victims. People like Meher Arar, who was kidnapped at JFK Airport, sent to Syria where he was held for a year, tortured, eventually released. It turned out he never should have been detained in the first place, sent home to Canada. Canada awarded him significant compensation for what happened to him. The U.S. completely fought his case in court. President Obama got his case thrown out, in fact, of U.S. court, and has refused to even apologize. So absolutely, there has got to be accountability. And in addition, there's got to be more done to make sure that torture is never used by or on behalf of the U.S. government again.
The other aspect of the so-called global war on terrorism that was the focus of the hearing was, of course, the targeted killing program and the killing of U.S. citizens by drones. The administration has kept this program sort of secretly public or publicly secret, I'm not sure how to describe it, by talking about it frequently but refusing in court to acknowledge that it even exists. Did yesterday's hearing clear up any of the questions about the legitimacy or the legal basis of the targeted killing program?
Well, it certainly raised more questions than it gave answers. What is clear is that the quote-unquote rule book for the use of lethal force, including with drones, already exists. It's international human rights law, and in the very, very narrow circumstances to which it applies, the law of armed conflict. So the U.S. government should be following the law. It shouldn't be trying to create secret laws that no one can know about. The law already exists. The government has to follow it. Amnesty International is very, very concerned that the administration's policy on the use of lethal force appears to permit extrajudicial executions in violation of human rights law virtually anywhere in the world. It goes back again to this quote-unquote global war legal theory. this idea that the world is a battlefield and human rights law doesn't apply. It's fundamentally flawed. We have to reject it.
The administration did release to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I believe the House Intelligence Committee as well, the Office of Legal Counsel memorandum on the legal justification for the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki. The committee chair, Dianne Feinstein, said there were eight other documents that they were trying to get a hold of. But what does it say when the committee charged with oversight of U.S. intelligence, which is sworn to keep these things secret itself, is kept out of the loop about such basic information as legal justification for covert operations?
The abuse of secrecy by the administration is shocking. And what needs to happen is the administration needs to disclose many, many more further legal and factual details about its quote-unquote targeted killing program, not only to Congress, but to the public. We have a right to know the truth about what the U.S. government thinks it can do to people. The government shouldn't be able to have these secret kill lists with secret rules. You know, the rules for the use of lethal force are clear. Again, it's human rights law, and narrowly when it applies, the law of armed conflict. But there's also much more for Congress to do. Relevant congressional committees like the Intelligence Committee, the Judiciary Committee, Foreign Relations Committee, they should hold public hearings with independent experts on human rights law to help ensure that there are no extrajudicial executions and to help press the administration to follow the real drone rulebook, human rights law. I think people really aren't aware of what the U.S. government is doing in our names, ranging from right here at home with serious concerns that have arisen in the U.S. federal justice system in the context of counterterrorism trials, to Guantanamo, to these drone strikes that are happening around the world, and that this vaguely defined, never-ending, quote-unquote, global war framework has provided now the fig leaf for human rights violations under two presidential administrations for over 10 years. It's a fundamentally flawed paradigm, and we have to reject it, and we really have to get to a place where human rights are front and center.
Deke Johnson is director of the Security with Human Rights Campaign at Amnesty International USA.